research network that involves researchers here at Concordia University, at York University in Toronto, the Ontario College of Art and Design in Toronto, who I believe you're going to go see Friday, Sarah Diamond, and also the Banff New Media Institute in Alberta. We're a project that's interested in developing applications for wireless networks and for mobile devices, primarily mobile phones. So we've been working in a couple of different ways. One way is through location. We've been interested in developing location-based applications for mobile phones. So we're working with GPS sensors, which we're using to track our location on the phone. And we've been developing two kinds of experiences. Out in Banff, they're working on a project called Tracklines, where users are wandering along the Hoodoo Trail in Banff National Park, and they're sort of collecting geological and natural data and information about the trail and the park that they're in. Sort of a version of the museum tour, if you will. Here in Montreal, we're working on another project called The Haunting. We're working up here on Montréal, on the mountain, and we're looking to tell ghost stories. So we're imagining that users will play a kind of game in groups of two where they're wandering around the mountain at night and they're capturing ghosts. And there's a kind of a loose narrative involved. There's historic characters from Montreal and the environs that they're sort of learning about and interacting with. And all the while they're being tracked via GPS as they encounter ghosts on the mountain. These ghosts are triggered, or they're encountered is triggered by GPS coordinates. Basically, we've developed a piece of software for the cell phone called the Mobile Experience Engine. David here is one of the lead engineers on that software. And basically, the Mobile Experience Engine is a code generator. It allows us to format or organize all of our media files, video, sound, text files, and it also allows us to choreograph the experience. So, for instance, when we're working with GPS coordinates, we work with a series of concentric circles. And as you move closer to the epicenter of the coordinate, it triggers different media files, different interactions and sounds on the phone. And the all of that, as I said, is sort of formatted in XML. Then we plug it into the Mi engine, and it spits out an application in either C++ or Java that then we then load up to the phone and run. The other sort of half of the work that we've been doing is working with sensors. What we're interested in doing is now integrating other kinds of sense data into the experience. So the GPS device is, of course, a kind of sensor, but we're also interested in working with temperature, light, humidity, other environmental kinds of conditions that we could collect and track that data and then use that to sort of influence the experience that people are having on the mountain or with their cell phone. So to do that, we've been developing hardware as well. We have, basically, we have these little sense pods that we've developed. They involve a Wi-Fi radio on one side and then our sensors on the other. In this case, we're just using a basic stamp, but we designed all of the circuit boards and printed those. We use the rapid prototyping facilities here at Hexagram to sort of develop a shell or a casing for them. And then these sensors have been placed in different locations around the city on a Wi-Fi network that has been developed by a community group called Ile Sans Fil. And Ile Sans Fil is interested in bringing community Wi-Fi, free internet access to various sort of cafes, other kinds of public locations. So what we did was we went to Ile Sans Fil and asked if we could attach our sensors to their network and thereby collect data over the internet to a central server that then we could plug into our applications. Since that time, we're also interested in developing sensors that we can attach more directly to the phones. So we've been working with a much smaller sensor board now that's about the size of a dollar. It's just being manufactured for us now. It uses a Bluetooth radio. It allows us to plug in different kinds of applications, different sensors that then could speak directly to the phone. We're also interested in the ways in which we might be able to use a group of those sensors attached to the phones that could then communicate back to the internet via a Wi-Fi bridge. So we've also built this little device here that's sort of housed in this housing that looks a little bit like a fox, because we're using a little Fox Pro Linux board here. So we have a mini computer here, and then we have a Wi-Fi and a Bluetooth radio attached We could also just take a thumb drive, a little USB key, and attach that and create a kind of locative server. But we see this as a kind of bridge between our sensors here, for instance. Our sensors here via Bluetooth could be talking to this device and then out over the internet. Or our phones could be, we could be using the Bluetooth in the phones to talk to this device and then go out over the internet. So in part, we're looking to develop different networks, I guess, that are scalable. We could be talking about a kind of network between you and me, a network between myself and the phone, a network between, you know, a larger group of us, all the way up to sort of connecting to the internet. And I guess the other thing that I think is kind of unique about what we're doing here in relationship to some of the other projects at Hexagram is that we're working outdoors. We're working in the city, we're working out on the mountain, and all of that provides us with special challenges in terms of working with the weather and also just sort of the scale of the environment that we're trying to work in terms of trying to transmit data from all these different locations around the city back to the server. Up on the wall here you see sort of some of the visualizations, some of the work, some sort of just, I guess, these can give you sort of a sense of the things that we've been doing. Earlier on we worked in a park, Emily Gamelin. We did a project called Urban Archaeology, Sampling the Park, where we located media files, sound and image files, to GPS coordinates at different places in over 40 spots around the park. And then people were able to take an iPad and with a pair of headphones and a GPS device and just wander around the park, and they would hear what we called a mediascape. It's actually a term coined by Joe Reed at Hewlett-Packard in the UK. They developed an application called the Mobile Bristol Toolkit. And this project we did using the Mobile Bristol Toolkit, and a lot of that work has sort of inspired the application that we've been developing ourselves here for the cell phone, because we realized quickly that we needed to get off the iPads and onto the cell phones. So are there any questions? Okay. Because I think what I need to do is turn you over to Marusha, who's going to talk to you a little bit about CitySpeak.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
Thank
you.